Well, all right. If you've listened to these parts over the years, you know that, you know, there are producers and consumers, and I consider myself a consumer.
Likewise.
And I love people who produce, especially when it comes to food. And part of the best summer ever, something I thought would be fun to do, is on Fridays, visit with various restaurants across the North.
Well, that's a brilliant idea, Jack, especially when we have this to show for
you. Yeah, and so on Fridays, we'd like to, you know, highlight various restaurants and great places to eat so that maybe during the weekend or the summer, you might not live in that area, maybe you do, but have a destination. And our first stop on Good Eating is at Frisky's Orchards. And with us is pastry chef Bill Warner. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good, Jack.
Now, before we get to what you have in front of you, let's talk a little bit about Frisky's. We all know it, Frisky's Orchards, and you could stop in and get some baked goods here and there. But in the last year, you say you've come on board, and the folks at Frisky's have really kind of spun things up and upgraded what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Frisky's has always had a classy operation mm-hmm. there. They've always had good sandwiches and great pies and baked goods. But last fall, I came on board with them, and we kind of partnered up. And my business, which was New York Cakes up north, partnered up with Frisky's Farm Market to produce entirely in-house, all-scratch bakery products. So we're making our own cinnamon rolls and Danish pastry and scones mm-hmm. and all our pies are handcrafted, every single one of them, and now we're doing pizza there as well.
Did you catch the all scratch? I'm going to tell you something right now from a few bites of one thing there. The all scratch is so evident, and there is nothing like it. You cannot replace that or mimic it.
Well, now, and at Frisky's, they're going full-service dining, too?
Absolutely. They started that just a little bit ago, so you can come in and breakfast, lunch, dinner, sit down and be waited on at the table. And they'll bring your check when you're done, and just like any other restaurant, but they've got an awesome arrangement of food there.
Well, and part of it, as we were saying, for your purposes as a pastry chef, they've got all the ingredients, all the fruits and everything are right there at the orchard.
Well, exactly. Richard Frisky's got an awesome orchard operation there. Mm-hmm. All the cherries you could want, apples, peaches, you know, right now they're picking rhubarb, and so we're making fresh strawberry rhubarb pies. It's just terrific.
All right. And for those who might not know, we talk about being a destination, Frisky's Orchards and now a restaurant is on US 31, just south of Charlevoix in Atwood.
Yep. We're about 10 minutes south of Charlevoix, right on the highway. You can't miss us.
No. So now let's get to the really important stuff. What is this you've prepared? What are some of your specialties that people should be looking for when they arrive at Frisky's?
Well, it's too bad everybody can't see this.
Take our word for
it.
I've got some almond-encrusted bear claws with peaches and cream cheese on the inside.
Mm.
And
uh-huh.
I've got some Danish cheese Danish here made with our own Balaton sour cherries for a topping. And then I've got another little pastry here that's called a Danish puff, which is kind of like a combination cream puff and pastry crust on the bottom.
Well, and the thing is, as we mentioned, and let's stress it again, because that's something you really take pride in. This is all from scratch. You do it all.
Absolutely. Unsalted butter. We've got farm fresh eggs. We've got a few local people that supply us with real eggs.
Yeah.
It's terrific. Yeah, everything is from fresh ingredients. We've got a great team on board now. And everybody's is training to learn how to do exactly what I do. So we've got a good team built up there.
All right. And again, folks, what I want to do is highlight some of the great places to eat.
You're a genius.
And leading off here, of course, is Frisky's Orchard and Restaurant on US 31 in Atwood. Let's talk about that pizza over there. Because as you were saying, you know, a pepperoni is a pepperoni, but you have graced this pizza with something special. Tell about it with the pizza.
Well, the pizza is really different. A few years ago, my son and I worked together, and we kind of developed this pizza quite by accident. I used to make this focaccia bread for one of the area restaurants, and we decided we'd make a pizza out of it one day. And it turned out just incredible. So we started a little pizza business about a year and a half ago, and it really took off. And now we're doing the same thing in Frisky's. We're mm-hmm. We're making the pizzas there, selling them. You can come in and eat a couple pieces in-house if you want to. Take a couple pieces with you. Or you can buy a whole one to take home. It's really going well. And the cornmeal on the bottom, the crispness of it, It's
real
just really, really good. You'll find out when you try this.
All right. And when are you open so people can plan to stop in at Frisky's?
We're open 6 days a week, closed on Sunday. We're open from 7 in the morning till 7 p.m. right now. And probably in the summertime, we may extend those hours a little bit in the evening, probably till 8, depending on the customer demand.
All right. And I want to say something, too, because I asked you, why not open on Sunday? And you reminded me. The Friskies, their religious commitments, and I just commend them for that because remember a day when everything was closed on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
So I salute them for their dedication to their faith, too. So that's another nice thing about Frisky Orchards. Good family, local restaurant and business with incredible pastries.
Great. Yep, they're good people up there.
And you enjoy, real quick, and we only have another second, you love to bake, don't you?
Yeah, I love this. Wedding cakes are my passion. We do a lot of wedding cakes up there. And this sort of stuff, you know, if you don't have to, if you do what you like to do, it's not really work, is it?
No, and we're chatting with pastry chef Bill Warner. Got it. I asked, how'd you get into this? Tell everybody what you did before you became a pastry chef many moons ago.
I used to be a welder and a machinist many years ago.
It's a natural progression somehow, somewhere.
But we're glad that welding's loss is our taste buds' gain. So, Bill, thank you very much. Continued success at Frisky's Orchard. And I hope everybody stops by and enjoys your pastries because, ooh, they are good.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bill Warner, pastry chef with Frisky's, just south of Charlevoix and Atwood on US 31. Make it a destination.